Hi, welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Wings of Love Women's Ministry encourages women to move forward and grow in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ by growing in the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God so they can be healed and restored. We also help women discover and fulfill their God-given purpose so they can minister in their local churches and community. Wings of Love Women's Ministry, we offer products and books to help you grow in the knowledge and understanding of God's Word. And one of the books I've written is entitled Seeking the Face of God, which is a book of poetry. And I'd like to read one of the poems. It goes like this. When we seek God's face, we behold beauty and glory, which takes us beyond the tallest building story. Walking, running, and yielding toward God's way, on the straight and narrow path we will stay. A path full of love, joy, peace, and blessings, if we are faithful to trust God through our testings. O God, faithful and true, thanks for leading and guiding us always to you. So if you'd like to read more inspiring and encouraging poems by me, please purchase my book entitled Seeking the Face of God. And you can go to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org, and click the shop button at the top and search for Seeking the Face of God. And it's on sale for only $8. Thank you.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Spiritual Nuggets of Truth with your host, Minister Carmen A. Booker, on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network.
Today, the message is entitled, Don't Become a Transgressor. The Hebrew words for transgress are pasha, which means break away from just authority, rebel, revolt. Baghdad, which means to deal deceitfully, depart, unfaithful. Proverbs 11:3-6 says, the integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the willful contrariness and crookedness of the treacherous shall destroy them. Riches provide no security in any day of wrath and judgment, but righteousness, uprightness and right standing with God delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless shall rectify and make plain their way and keep it straight, but the wicked shall fall by their own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright, their rectitude in every area and relation shall deliver them, but the treacherous shall be taken in their own iniquity and greedy desire. You know, being a transgressor has negative consequences. Eternal death, destruction of your life emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. You are misguided by your own desires and greed. You make unwise decisions that result in chaos, strife, and financial bondage. You really lose hope. which is very bad, because Jesus Christ is our anchor of hope. When we believe, trust, and depend upon Jesus, believe and trust and depend upon the Word of God, because John 1:1-3 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and not anything was made except by God." Psalm 51:10-12 says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right, persevering and steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit." When you become a transgressor, your heart becomes hard, stony. It lacks compassion. It becomes unreceptive to truth and correction. It is depleted of love, joy, and peace. Your life begins to take a downward turn, and you wonder why. Well, Proverbs 13:13-15 says, "Whoever despises the word and counsel of God brings destruction upon himself, but he who reverently fears and respects the commandment of God is rewarded." The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, that one may avoid the snares of death. Good understanding wins favor, but the way of the transgressor is hard, like a barren. Like the barren, dry soil or the impassable swamp. So when you turn your back on God and His Word, you stumble and fall, because you walk along a crooked path which leads you to experience ups and downs and twists and turns which deprive you of love, joy, and peace and happiness, which leads to an abyss of hopelessness and defeat. As a transgressor, you will experience eternal death. But you can make a U-turn and repent and get back on the straight and narrow path that leads to righteousness. Matthew 7:22-23 says, "Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and driven out demons in your name, and done mighty works in your name?' And then I will say to them openly, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who act wickedly, disregarding my commands.'" So I challenge you to make a U-turn and get back on the straight and narrow road that leads to righteousness. Get back into the Word of God. Don't despise, but accept and have faith in God's Word and the counsel of God. Reverently fear and respect God and His Word. And your life, out of your life will flow rivers of living water, a fountain of life, and you will be a light, a beacon of light, a beacon of truth, a great example to others. So really, God will bless you to be a blessing to others. And that will bring so much love and joy and fulfillment in your life. So I challenge you to stop being a transgressor. Make a U-turn back onto the straight and narrow road that leads to righteousness, the Word of God. Believing, trusting, and depending upon God's Word. Faith in God's Word. I want to thank you for listening to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, and we hope that our program has helped you to grow in the knowledge and understanding of God's Word. And we would like to invite you to become a partner with Wings of Love Women's Ministry so that we can continue to reach more people with the message of Jesus Christ and help transform their lives for the glory of God. And you can partner in three ways. You can become a member of Wings of Love Women's Ministry, and some of the benefits of membership include free member spotlight for 30 days on our website. You receive 20% discount on our ministry resources, including our books. You'll also receive 10% discount on upcoming seminars and conferences sponsored by Wings of Love Women's Ministry. And you can also partner with us by becoming an ambassador and also donating. And you can learn more about this by going to our website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org. That's wingsoflovewomensministry.org. And your contribution will help Wings of Love Women's Ministry continue to transform the lives of people through our radio teaching ministry, Spiritual Nuggets of Truth. It will also help women become victors rather than victims of domestic violence, help women move forward and experience healing and spiritual growth, knowing that through healing and restoration, the good work God has begun in them, He will complete. So again, you can go to our website to learn more about becoming a partner. By becoming a member, an ambassador, or donating, go to wingsoflovewomensministry.org. That's wingsoflovewomensministry.org. Thank you.